Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Kelsey Conway, Falcons team reporter, AtlantaFalcons.com, joins us, give us a little bit of the inside story on the Atlanta Falcons. Morning to you, Kelsey.
Kelsey.
Morning, guys.
What's going on? So, Kelsey, I know the guys had a bye week. So, what did you do on your bye week? How did you get away and unwind?
I got out of town, decompressed, didn't watch a whole lot of football, so I got recharged, and now I'm ready.
Cool.
Well, I hope the team is feeling the same way coming off the bye, that they're recharged and ready, because there is no rest for the weary. Kelsey, we've been talking about this. I mean, the unusual schedule this team faces, with six of their final eight games being all the division games, and then five division games in a row. Wow.
Yeah, and that's kind of the crazy part about this, is even though the Falcons are where they are in terms of their record, the season's not over by any means, because they haven't played a division game yet. And as you guys both know, what you do in the division is the most important thing. So if the Falcons can string together a couple wins here over the next couple of weeks, you know, who knows how this thing can unfold, because the division is the most important thing and they've got all of their games in front of them. So it's interesting and almost exciting at the same time, because it's essentially a new season.
So what is the mentality of the team coming off the bye week?
Well, I heard what you guys were playing from Matt Ryan's audio yesterday, and it's very point blank matter of the fact from Dan Quinn and Matt Ryan this week. They're frustrated, but the team recognizes that no one's pleased with where they're at and how they started. But they're just hoping that the freshness that comes with a bye is finally going to pay off. You can talk all you want about, did the bye come at the right time for this team? It's only about what you do with it, and if you take advantage of what you were able to reset over the bye week with. And I thought the most interesting thing DQ said was he felt that the focus was off in the first half of the season, and that's really the first time he's ever said that this year. So Matt Ryan elaborated on it. He said you have to practice being focused, and however each person needs to do that, they need to do that. So I think they're hoping that if they can get the focus on game day right, they're really close to being able to string together some wins.
Kelsey Conway, team reporter for the Atlanta Falcons, on the WadeFord.com hotline. Kelsey, I can only speak for myself as a talk show host and as a fan that, you know, forget about the records when it comes to this rivalry. I want them to go down there and crack some hoodat heads, all right? I mean, I want this in the worst way. I mean, you want to whip these whiner swampers out of their, you know, just take it to them here. Does the rivalry mean something? What's different about this Falcons thing? I mean, did the team get into it the way the fans do?
Yeah, definitely. And I was actually talking to Harry Douglas about that yesterday in open locker room. Like you said, you throw the records out, and what a better way to get back on track than going to New Orleans and beating your division rival. But what's interesting, different about this year's Falcons-Saints matchup is historically the Saints have been really good because of their offense with Drew Brees and Sean Payton at the helm. But this year, the Saints' defense is the reason why they're playing as well as they are. And I think that's going to be different for the Falcons. Past couple of years, the Saints have been playing better on defense, but this is by far the best defense the Saints have had in a long time. And the Falcons' offense is going to have to go down and win this game if they want to come out of New Orleans with a win. Of course, Drew Brees is going to do what Drew Brees does. Alvin Kamara is expected to be back. Michael Thomas is playing exceptionally well. But this game, the Falcons' offense is going to need to play their best game, which they haven't done yet this year for four quarters, because the Saints have the number five rushing defense. They're getting two quarterbacks. Cam Jordan has eight sacks, and they've got a strong secondary now with Marcus Lattimore, a veteran now. So I think what's different about this game is obviously you're going to have to take care of business on the road, which the Superdome is one of the hardest places to play in professional sports, and you're dealing with a much better defense in previous years. So I think it's going to take a complete game with focus on all three ends of the field.
Sports Radio 929 again. We're talking to Kelsey Conway, Atlanta Falcons team reporter. Speaking of defense, how can we get Tack McKinley going this weekend?
You know, I asked CQ about Tack specifically on Wednesday, because when you look back on the first half of the season, obviously we've all talked about Falcons not getting to the quarterback, but Tack McKinley has half of a sack through eight games, and that's just simply not good enough for the Falcons. Between him and Vic Beasley, to have 1.5 sacks is something that they need to get ramped up. But the good thing is with Tack, and Hugh, you can speak on this more, Tack's close. It's not a question of his motor. It's not a question of him playing hard. It's just about him finishing. And DQ said the goal for Tack is not trying to change 30% of his game. It's really just getting him to fine-tune between 5 to 10% of what they need him to do to hopefully be able to finish and get some sacks.
Talking with Kelsey Conway on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta Falcons team reporter. Last thing from me, Kelsey, that I'm kind of curious about. I mean, through eight games, this has been one of those weird, unusual things. The Atlanta Falcons have had eight different kickers and punters, eight that have been under contract to this team this year. Again, a new place kicker and a new punter this week for this game going down there. Have you had a chance to, because I haven't had a chance to meet him yet, have you had a chance to meet and talk with Younghoe Koo?
Yeah, and I was really impressed with his poise when we talked to him on Wednesday. He said that the entire time that he's been out of the league, he stayed working out and was prepared that he was going to get a call again. And I think you bring that up, and that's a good point to bring up ahead of this game, is special teams is different for the Falcons this year. For so long, Falcons fans were used to Matt Bosher, Josh Harris, and Matt Bryant. Now you've got a new punter, a new kicker, and think to be their first game together. So special teams is definitely something to watch this weekend, because like anything, it takes, you know, groups a while to get used to each other. So hopefully these guys are able to pick up where the other guys left off and there's no glitches on that end of the field, because DQ said in order for this team to get it turned around in the second half of the season, it's going to come down to a better turnover margin, and he wants better field position from the special teams unit. So hopefully these new guys can come in and help with that.
Kelsey, as always, appreciate your insight. Thanks much.
Thanks, guys.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.